The Cultural and Outdoor Resources Finance Division will come to order. Today, we have just one item on the agenda. It's House File 3512, Representative Hansen on the indoor ice arenas. When House File 3512 came to this committee, we were working off of DE2, and then we worked off of DE3 and DE4, and then last week I got really involved, and more than I had ever hoped to, but as a result, we did DE5, which I'm not sure what happened to that, and DE6, which almost immediately became changed to DE7. So as soon as a couple more people come, we will have a motion about DE7. But Representative Hansen, give us a brief update and tell us how this has changed and how well you follow directions.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, and my voice is a little bit gone today, but so DE7 is the product of quite a bit of change from the bill as it originally was introduced and as it had moved through the two committees. If you looked at the bill as it was introduced, it was primarily a requirement for requiring monitoring equipment, and it provided for some changes to the Mighty Ducks grant statutes. As it moved through committee and arrived in this committee, it was changed to be a more comprehensive bill, which included licensing and certification and providing direction to the existing rulemaking process, which was occurring. And some of the changes that we've made have refined with public input some of those changes. Just to step back a bit, it's probably 3 weeks ago now, maybe more, that we had a stakeholder meeting in the basement hearing room, probably 60 to 70 people that came from all around the state providing input, and we've continued to adapt that input. There are some folks who may still have some disagreements with portions of the bill, but where the bill is now, it still includes licensing and certification. It includes further refinements to the Mighty Ducks statute, so it relates to more rehabilitation or rehabbing opportunities for the Mighty Ducks grants in the future. And it removes some of the direction to the rulemaking for the Department of Health. It provides a pilot project to look at some of the monitoring equipment, and based on the health department's input, there's a couple of strikes and a repealer in there on bringing the bill into a good format. Between DE 5, 6, and 7, primarily one of the biggest changes we made last week was we removed the requirement for a catalytic converter. Based on the input from the Ice Arena Managers Association, we had had a catalytic converter requirement in there for next year for the non-electric equipment that didn't have the converters. And what the practitioners in the field told us is that the you could have a catalytic converter installed, but it may not be operating properly, and that the ice arenas have annual inspections generally coming in looking at equipment. And so we tied annual inspections, which, by the way, was also a bill introduced in the New Hampshire legislature this session requiring annual inspections. So the way that the process would work is you'd have a licensing certification fee, and as part of that application or renewal application, the arena would enclose a copy of that certification of inspection. And I have with me Michael Shagadby, who I've been working with throughout this process. In your packet is a list of the members of his association, and he would be available to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you very much. Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. At this point, I'd like to move the House File 3512 12 be brought before the committee.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted. Representative Morgan.
And I'll move the DE7 amendment to House File 3512 to get the bill in the shape the author would like.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is adopted. Mr. Shagadby, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And do you have an opening statement?
Sure. I'll just start off. Once again, I'm Michael Shagadby. I am president of the Minnesota Ice Arena Managers Association. I also manage the City of Inver Grove Heights arenas. I'll start off just by giving you a brief history of our organization. Currently, we represent about 150 arenas, goes up and down per year, but we don't represent everybody in the state. We also have roughly 21 out-state members, South Dakota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, and then we also have 9 other organizations that are part of our membership, and then also roughly between 60 and 70 vendor members. So our organization, we've been actively involved in this process since day one. Our organization was founded in 1975. Really have worked closely with the Minnesota Health Department on rulemaking, that process. So our industry is very focused on the issue of air quality. It's definitely on the top of our concerns to make sure that our public is safe. Many of our arena managers are in there more than 8 hours a day, so it's very important to us to make sure that our arenas are safe for the public and our staff. So,
and Mr. Shagadby, are you comfortable with the DE7 amendment?
Yes, I've had a lot of input with Representative Hansen through this entire process, and a lot of the ideas in here have come from our members. They've brought ideas. We've worked through things in here. As he said earlier, that the catalytic converters piece was taken out, and that information came to us from actually talking to some local Zamboni manufacturers that had a concern with the timeline with that and the equipment. So, and they felt that it was much more effective to do the emissions testing on an annual basis. So as we go through this, just talking to other members of our board, this amendment or piece of it is very comfortable with what's sitting here today.
Representative House.
Madam Chair, I guess someone has to ask the question, when did we get a Rukavina arena in Silver Bay?
It's in the bonding bill.
Okay. That explains that. Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Hansen, are all of these arenas, every single one of them, signed off and okay with the current legislation?
Madam Chair, Representative House, no, I handed this out because to show the membership of the association. Mr. Shagadby is here as president of the membership, and there are arenas that are not on this list. You cannot say that everyone on this list, and I'm not making that claim that everyone on this list supports it, but I'd had the question come up of who are members of the Ice Arena Managers Association. So I printed this out to show the committee members the range of where people physically are located at.
Madam Chair, follow up.
Representative House.
The association, other than the gentleman, I didn't catch your name, sorry.
Shagadby.
Pardon?
Mr. Shagadby.
Shagadby. Mr. Shagadby, you are the chairman of this association,
the
or president,
yep.
Or how many members belong to this association? Not arenas, but you must have a small group of members that talk about stuff. Who has made this decision that they would support this legislation? You by yourself or a group of people?
No, we've, Madam Chair, we've heard from a variety of people on our board. We've struggled getting information from our arenas. Some people have come forward. Some people like the language and pieces of it. Some people don't. And what we've talked about is it's, I don't think it would be 100% you know, satisfactory for everybody in our association, but I think as we've moved through the pieces of this, I think it's there's areas that people feel comfortable with in the current language versus the original amendments, and a lot of the ideas in here came from people within our association. So I think it's we haven't had a lot of input, but we've had some input from other arenas.
Mr. Shagabee, excuse me, Representative House. Mr. Shagabee, I understand you're having a convention on Wednesday.
Yep.
And will this bill be discussed at that convention on Wednesday?
Yes, it will.
And so if there's a great deal of opposition, then we're going to know about it by the end of the week.
Yep.
Representative Hansen.
And Madam Chair, I plan on being there unless we're on the House floor.
Okay. Representative House.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. You kind of went where I was going. Your association has not taken a vote on this.
No, we have not.
So you're not for it or against it?
Our board has not taken a vote on that, so that's correct. There's been discussion of the current bill of taking a vote on that, so that's currently in the process of discussion right now.
Madam Chair, do we have time, if we did not pass this out today, to wait until they had their convention?
The problem of time that I see is that I don't know when session's going to take place anymore for this week and next week, and I don't know when we can get another time period in.
Then, Madam Chair, would this be going to finance?
Yes. Yes. Representative House, it goes back to finance and then to public health and then to the floor.
Then, Madam Chair,
or back to ways and means and then the floor.
Madam Chair, I would recommend for now, I'll make a motion that we pass this without recommendation to finance committee if we pass it today.
Okay. Any other questions? Representative Hausman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just out of curiosity, the Senate has been going through the same negotiating. They've arrived at a different point. Are there things in the Senate bill that you find objectionable?
Madam Chair.
Representative Hansen.
Representative Hausman. The Senate bill, I think, is essentially a vehicle, and that's all that's left. There's most of the requirements for time don't go into effect for several years. It doesn't even include the Mighty Ducks grant language, which has no fiscal, doesn't even have a fiscal cost, but that's been stripped out. So there's very little that's left in the Senate bill, and it primarily has a threshold of if there's an exceedance, then things start to kick in. So the Senate has had a much more difficult time moving this through the committees, primarily for a fiscal note. Just on the fiscal manner, prior to the meeting, I was meeting with Representative Clark on the phone with the Commissioner of Health because we have not received a fiscal note on this DE7 version. It'll take time for that to happen. But I would ask to move forward because I think the Senate is trying to get something that will pass and that we can go to conference on, but theirs is really a vehicle at this point.
Representative Guinness.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to see this go forward. It's difficult to do a bill when we haven't had a child who's died or several children who've ended up in the hospital. This is a prevention bill. And normally we wait for that bad accident to happen. And then we all move. So I think that this is one of those prevention things that we ought to do. The health standards are much too old. Don't protect my grandson. And so I'm glad that this is going. I think the Senate will see that children do need to be protected. And I would like to see this go forward.
And I, like I said at the very beginning, I'm amazed at how many it's changed. You remember it was DE2 when it came before us, and now it's DE7. And At the last meeting that we had, it was DE4. And even between Wednesday and Thursday, and I thank Mr. Riley and Commissioner Joel Carlson, Commissioner Carlson from the Amateur Sports Commission, for the amount of time that they spent with me, and we discussing them, and they did their homework, and came back, and the result of that was DE 5 and 6, and then Representative Hansen worked additionally with the Health Department and Mr. Shagaby on Friday, and Saturday DE7 came, and so I'm so appreciative of the progress that we've made and the listening that has been done and that the changes have been made. I still would like the fiscal note to come down, and I just talked with Representative Clark on the way in here, and she said she's talked to the commissioner of the Department of Health to get that down. So I think we're on a roll, and it's, I think, all the people that are still concerned with this bill, that are concerned with this bill, are still willing to continue to work as it progresses along. And with that, Representative Morgan had a motion on the before us, before you made your suggestion, Representative Hobbs.
Well, I would like to make my suggestion a motion. Can I speak to it? The motion?
There's a motion. There's already a motion before us, and that's Representative Morgan's motion.
And his motion was to pass. What was his motion?
All right. That was to bring it before us and to put DE7 on the bill. That's where we're at.
Okay, then my motion would be that we would pass this to Finance Committee without recommendation. That means the bill still moves along. We didn't give it our blessing, but we didn't oppose it. It's still a work in progress, and if this is going to have a life of its own, it will have it, no matter what we do. But at least that will give us... it will show that we're still concerned, and I think it will make Representative Hansen just dig in and work a little harder.
Representative Hansen, what do you think of that idea?
Well, first, Madam Chair, let me look at the clock. And Representative Howes, I appreciate the effort to move it along. I think that we have made a lot of changes. It's a little unclear if it goes to Finance and then to Representative Clark's committee, there's maybe an opportunity to get a recommendation coming back to Finance. I'd like it to leave at least one of the divisions with a recommendation to pass.
I'm on both committees. I'm on both committees, Madam Chair.
So, you know, I'd like it to be a motion to pass with a recommendation to pass. Because I think it was sent here without a recommendation, and we've put a lot of effort into it. We could maybe check with staff, but I think it was sent here without recommendation, if I remember correctly.
Madam Chair.
Representative House.
Madam Chair, Representative Hansen, if my motion is voted down, then someone else can make a motion to pass set it with a recommendation to pass. I'd like the opportunity at least to send it without recommendation. If I fail, I fail. Won't be the first time.
Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess I would like to honor the author's intent. He has done considerable work on this, as you've mentioned, going from several iterations of delete everything amendments, working with the stakeholders. I think sending this back to the Public Health Committee with a recommendation to pass honors the work that he has done within our committee to get the bill into shape. So I would recommend a no vote on Representative Howe's motion, and then we can have
Madam Chair, I'll withdraw my motion.
Thank you, Representative Howe. Representative Morgan.
Madam Chair, then I would like to make a motion that House File 3512, as amended, be recommended to pass and be referred to the Finance Committee for re-referral to the Public Health and Housing Finance Division.
Is there any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
The motion is adopted. Go forth.
Thank you.
Representative Deacon.
Yes, I would like to move the minutes from our last meeting.
Representative Deacon moves adoption of the minutes from the 55th meeting, April 21st. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted. Members, as I said, I don't know when or if we're going to have additional meetings during this session in the next week or and a half. We still have the Legislative Auditor's Library report. I asked for committee members to turn in three comments or questions or things you'd like to see the library's answer to, and I've received a couple, but not three from everybody, and keep that in the back of your head on these days that you are sitting and just wondering, oh, what should I do? What should I think about? Please, and get them into Nancy, please. And if we have the opportunity to talk about the library during the session, I will take that opportunity to do so. We also have to talk a little more about the summer projects, but I don't know if we can do that in big committee or in if we'll have just little subcommittees for that at this time. Other than that, there are no other bills before us, and our bill is ready to be heard. It's passed out of Finance Committee and Ways and Means Committee, so it's going to the floor. That concludes our, sort of concludes our business for this session, but not entirely. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Madam Chair.